Nugget, when I was a chicken nugget. Hey, what's up? I don't know if I said it in the last episode, but this is the Hayoka King podcast. I'm the Hayoka King. My name is Reiner King. I'm a Hayoka that has the last name King, and that's why it's the podcast named that. Super cool, dude. 626-2026. A fun date because it's 626-2026-26. It's crazy, man. You have the ability to bless burning wood with special divine oils that are blessed. The holy water isn't as effective in its uses as holy oil, because holy oil is, flammable and creates sacred flame, where holy water, the prayers do boil out. I mean, it creates like a misting AOE effect, but it's really not as effective as holy oil. I tell him, I say, man, I used to live in New England. Everything they said on American Horror Story is real. There is vampires out here. And they do drugs to suppress their need to ever eat. But I've seen their eyes turn black and they jump over balconies and shit and disappear into the darkness. Takes them like a few days before they come back and they unwind. People are injecting themselves with the devil fluid up there. I would find a way, say I'm insane, to fight a bad guy. We were pretty simple, but not too complex. Lady Miss Anne by Food. That's calm. I like that.
Whoa. What? You gonna be the bad guy? Who are you? What?
I had the ability to use not just salt, but it was dragon blood sage resin. Like grind it up into a resin. Or more of a char. And then I would combine that with salt. And then I would lace that. It would like really piss off spirits. It would be like, fuck this. I'd go on haunted locations, and I'm like, yo, you gotta wipe up the blood. You're gonna have spirits if there's spiritual residue, there's spiritual energy and dormant blood. So you just gotta clean it. I recommend there are chemicals that prevent life, also prevent spirit residue, but also fire. Fire and holy deal, respectfully, like 18 and 26 damage percent wise to anything that you are fighting that is spiritual, not good. Spiritual based weapons. It really depends. If you got things that do like osmosis and shit, the velvet fog, huh? Velvet and fog, spelt wrong. But they got naked ladies on the album and people dressed up like mimes, clowns, and cowboys. That's deep. The ladies are native. Interesting. Come Away, Melinda by the Velvet Fog. I say, it's not just a capital radio station. It's the idea that some sort of wisdom can be passed down to people. I say, we're in a time that we're in suppression of individualism. Just being asked if I was ever in an improv club or class, I'm like, nah, man, I'm just animated and I talk well with my hands and shit. I'm like a big bird with a powered by a dog man. A dog man. Not a dog man. A dog man. That powers a big bird. And then there's like a whole bunch of other lore I can't really get into because it's too kind of... It kind of sounds like too out there, too complex. It just takes like another like maybe 9 minutes. Not really worth it. Not yet. I think I've already said it though. But because of that, I understand that people will hold knives to your throat. And you can catch that they repeat their fucking words. They repeat their fucking words. And you're like, you will not kill the man that moves, that knows that you're so fucked up. You're being unreasonable beyond all comprehension, buddy. Don't tell me that I'm breathing too loud and I need to stop. That's insane. Why are you following me out here? I went out here to smoke a cig. I've dealt with I've dealt with the ways, man. Now I'm here with just like people, man. I got the ability to shoot the boom rocket right the fuck out of my leg gun. The fucking leg gun, the boom rocket. Boom! It's nothing, just a picture. Just get the fucking boom rocket. They had before the war. Tom, I say, I want to experience something more beautiful than just the world of people that are driven by couch surfing and showing off eating expensive steaks. Granted, I found a place that you can get a tomahawk steak for $35, so that's not bad, but still. Some people would pay $85 a steak when I can get it for $35. I just say, I'm saying, listen, man. Do you ever remember the time that you flew? You may have been younger, but do you remember it? You watch all the arrogance and narcissism and hopeful antagonism wipe off that person's face instantly in deep realization that they forgot the time that they flew, but they know deep down that they flew once. And you remind them how out of touch they are. You say, I'm a sacred dancing clown spirit that exists inside of a man that used to swing through the trees like an ape. And I would make people fall in love with me by just genuine care and laughter. I'd say, in my eyes, the world is just clouds moving around me at all times at rapid pace. All colors of the galaxies ripple through my mind. And when I speak to people, the flowers glow. And the sidewalk shimmers like hot oil spills. I say your eyes are wild. I say I've been the galaxies that I've watched people jump off fucking train tracks into the abyss. Never find the body though. Cause sometimes people do be dead. And you can't always be blaming yourself. Oh. 1994. I fought ghost spirits that loomed in the night.
That's nothing.
1997. I had the ability to climb a tree. 2000. I have the ability to climb a fence. 2002. I have the ability to scale walls. 2005. I have the ability to shimmy up between two walls in a tight area and get up and vault myself above. 2009. I have the ability. No, more like 2007. I had the ability of a. Yeah, it was about 2007, 2008. No, it was 2009. Yeah, 2009. I had the ability of deep dive and jumping from heights, leap of faith. 2011. I have the ability of fox stepping and increased, you know, heart rate and breath management. I don't know, just super stealth. I said, listen now, I'll be hanging out talking in this microphone. Oh, is it this one? Oh. It's not that one. It's this one. Listen, now I'm hanging out. God, by the time that I got to 2014, I had the ability to sprint and pull my arms, no, my legs up. And wedge a board in between, a longboard. I had like a medium longboard, and I could go in the cruise mode. I just stopped doing it on hills because, you know, fuck that. And, fuck, by the time I got to 2018, I was doing parkour shit. Mostly free running, but with the other skills, pulling yourself up, vaulting, you just jump and sprint from a sprinting, like a leap, and then climb into a vaulting position over something or on top of something. So basically, parkour is just from that position, using that to get into a structure that you can get access to something. Parkour is free running with some sort of reconnaissance level, you know, meaning behind it. Free running would be sprinting across a bunch of, you know, chopped down tree stumps. You know, wow, 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 wow. And then, doing that onto a structure for the meaning of navigation. Parkour is the free running with intention to navigate in a lateral, horizontal, vertical, diagonal, you know. You're just moving with intention. There is spots that I can go to. I need to go out there. I got the gear. I gotta go out there. And there is some fucking spots that I want to check out in this station. I just need the proper loot. Proper equipment comes in handy too, though. God, by the time I got to 2021 and 2022, I could wall run and I could specialize in my own fencing kickboxing and fencing boxing style of offensive and defensive positioning and movement. And wall running was useful because you can get from accelerated and leap in such a way that you can position yourself with the proper velocity, which you only got to be running like 2 or 3 miles per hour on a wall to keep that inertia to wall run a little bit and kick off of that. And you can, again, climb, vault, do all that other shit. I was doing all that in 2022. By the time 2023, I just got sad and lazy. Prevent myself. 2024, I went to a fucking... I just got a job. It was like my first shift at my job. And I was like, I'm gonna go see Gwar. So I saw my first concert. I was like, fuck, I wanna do that. I'm gonna do some cool shit. Shoot myself to the galaxy, man. Baby. I can shoot a galaxy cannon. I don't want to not fall in love. But I want there to be intention behind love. I want there to be some sort of meaning of progress. Because I have people that I know that I've met that I've obviously seen that their transitionary periods have been all the positive. And all aspects of everything else are just disconnected and faded. But while other people I know are just stalemate in their progress, and it almost seems like every aspect of revenge, everything that you could ever do in life for reminiscing, you go to a place in the past, no one's there, nothing's there, everything's boarded up and spray painted. It really does suck when I grew up in the 90s and the 2000s, only to see all these years later, the only refreshing thing was the shop owner from middle school remembered my face when I came in to check it out. I never, as a grown man, got to go to my favorite diner that I would go to all the time as a child, because I only had enough money on my card for tomato juice. So many people just had kids, man. People got married or divorced. I met a lot of snobs. I met a lot of cool people. I met people I couldn't understand. I met people that couldn't understand me. But I met a lot of people that I could understand. A lot of those people were just people that ate their pizza, smoked their weed, played their video games, smoked their cigarettes, smoked their vapes, drank their alcohol, went to their clubs. But they were afraid of doing like pills and shit until they do. You meet people that smoke meth and they get sleepy. Seen that a few times. People that do heroin. And they're wide awake. Those are people to be like, those are powerful people. Trust me. I just need to get myself to a level that I can see progression. I know everybody's doing steroids and everybody's doing fucking those shots make you lose weight. And they sit around and they eat. Sneezing. And they eat like meat and onions and shit. I want to be at that point where I'd roll around in the leaves. I want to climb trees again, man. Jump. Explore. Shit! That's what it was. Explore. Nothing from this job yet. Haven't heard from them in a while. What did I say? You and Marshall should go Scooby-Doo urban exploring with me. I'm looking for a group of people. Maybe like 4 or 5 people to go do some urban exploring and cook and eat food while we do it. Music and all that nonsense. Been immortalized in the background audio of the podcast exactly 21 minutes now. But I tell you, I'm like, fuck, man. Sorry, I don't know how to upload pictures to the app properly to show the pictures I took in the background when I went there. It's a complicated app, but, you know, it has the places. There's plenty of nearby places that I need, that I, you know, worthy of going to, man. It just comes down to the idea that navigation of terrain, time of day kind of comes natural if you just put it in the back thought and have the light is moving around. But navigation is always really important. I can find myself doing adventures. We used to get that colored plastic tape, the piping tape, and we'd wrap it around shit and then get lighters and heat it up, and we'd make that like markers that if you had the right kind of like low visibility lights, it would glow, and we could tag trees in certain parts and just navigate through the night that way. We would bounce around with metal poles that were reflective surfaces. And those reflective surfaces reflected the moonlight and other lights. But we were pretty attuned to utilizing the moonlight bouncing off of a metal pole in order to have that level of illumination guide us through the dark. We didn't fear animals because we just grew up different, man. We grew up different. We didn't fear shit like that. Two school shoot bomb threats. You say it's crazy, man, because I only recall 3 pedophile teachers, but we did have 2 bomb gun kind of threats, maybe 3. You know, I'm growing up in the days and age where we were worried about bad weather was the worst shit we always worried about. But there was always, now it seems like it's on the rampant, man. I don't know. Days and age just always be fucking changing. But I'm at a time where specifically I'm looking for people that still want to do spontaneous exploring. One, because it's popular online, because it's fun to goggle and look at. But also, imagine just being in that adventure. You have enough people with flashlights and maybe a couple people that you really trust with firearms. You're impervious going out there on an adventure. You go and look around, all kinds of shit, all kinds of cool things to explore. You gotta remind yourself that a certain level of acidity will prevent brain-eating amoebas in still water, and that's caused a lot by rust. So you just got to really look at how your exploration, get rafts, do all kinds of shit. I want to do the wild shit that I see because I know it's all around here, man. What happens if there's really, like, Resident Evil 2-style alligators and crocodiles and shit? That's nuts. I'm trying to do some crazy shit and feel a lot more lively than just smoking cigarettes and feeling cool doing it. I want to feel something better than that, than hitting a vape on the porch. And I want to find people that can do that. But it's tough, man. It's tough. They don't want to. I really like doing all this gardening shit, too. I'm getting some good fucking... God, I just need to get that the equipment out to that garden, and I can really net that into shape, like... Really net that into shape quick. I got all the seeds I need. I mean, I'll tell you what it is. Even at that garden, the only thing that is really eye-popping is the fact that people took the top off of the pineapple and put that in the soil to grow another pineapple off of it. So there's nothing really super, like, out of control going on there. No, it's all a bunch of weeds and shit. And just pineapple stumps. I wouldn't even care if people stole from the garden. If it looked nice enough, you know, fuck, that is awesome, man. I got all the fucking tomato weedos that I can grow there. I can grow some green and orange tomatoes. Grow some Valencia tomatoes. And those are all orange ones. Put those right on the fucking sandwich with my purple basil and some mozzarella and some balsamic glaze. I can get my own honey and balsamic wine vinegar and put that and put it on like 4 or 5 and let it heat up until it comes down into a glaze-like compound. Do it all on my own. And put that on that sandwich on like sourdough that I toast. And then I can fucking eat it. That's what I want to do. I want to feel like that with people. It's too much to realize that most of the world that you figured out is either drug addicts that are boring or cowards and liars and weak people. Chicken nugget. Bad Weekend Productions. Listen to the music. You got more music always. Music makes money and allows you to trap the entities, the cosmic and spiritual demons, and put them in music form, and you get rid of them and expel them out of your soul and shit. 128. I'm gonna go on a little adventure. Baby. It's not quite evil hours. I'm gonna go on a little adventure. Then I gotta do fucking work. I gotta go to this fucking blood place to get the money. I just want the fucking car parked out here, but I fucking always fucking broke. Because I'm stupid. Get that car sitting right there looking nice. And I can come out there with a hot water bucket and look at it. Been around, clean the mirrors and shit, the headlights and all that, make them really nice and clear. Make that money. Drive the steering wheel. Shoot the bad guys. Shoot the bad. Take your gun. Hang out while the car is going in fucking cruise mode, and I'm going like 20 miles per hour, maybe like 10 miles per hour. Hang out and shoot the fucking gun. outside the fucking car, my body hoisted through the window, half, like, 2/3 of the way. 1/3 of the way.